Thank you all for coming. Welcome. Good evening. Bez Hashem, tonight at our Thursday night Mishmar and Shai Tefillah, we're going to be speaking about a very specific aspect of Makeh B'Patish, that is Makeh B'Patish as relating to the human body. And we're going to really take a case study with the sugya of Mapis Mursa, which we'll talk about in a moment, and there's going to be some fascinating perspectives and some really interesting things that are going to emanate from this discussion that will shed light on not just the sugya of Mapis Mursa, which we'll talk about momentarily, but in the general perspective on Makeh B'Patish. Now, if you have the sheets on the very first, I hope I have enough. Okay, here, you take this. Oh, there's more over there. Great. So, if anyone needs more, there's no more here. The Mishnah Adius, this is a Mishnah Adius. Now, whenever you have a Mishnah Adius, that tells you something very important. The very fact that it's a Mishnah Adius means that we paskin like it. Because Adius, by definition, was the Tanaim gathering together on a day when there's a transition of the power in the based in the Torah authority of Klal Yisrael. On that day, they sort of took Adius from different people to testify what is, you know, what are various halachas. So therefore, any Mishnah that you find in Adius is basically going to be halacha l'maisa. So there's a Mishnah Adius that says the following. Shlosh Dvarim, Amr Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael, Loma Amr Bahem Lo Yisr Veheter, the three halachas, and Rabbi Yishmael didn't tell us what the halacha is, what are these three halachas, you'll see where I'm going in a moment. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos, somebody who pops a pimple. I say pop a pimple because it has a childish alliteration. How about Lance a boil? That sounds a little more sophisticated. Right? Doctor, when you went in the ER, they don't pop pimples. They lance blisters, right? Right? No one's popping blisters. They're lancing them, right? And you have a lance, and you have a tool, and you have a... No, they just use... What do they use? You just pop it however you want? Okay. I'm not going to your house. What? Right, at home the patient pops a pimple, and the doctor in the ER, he lances the blister. So, if you do it on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Im la'asos la'peh chayav. Vim la'hotzi mimeno lecha pater. These are the words that we're going to be speaking about for the next half hour. Im la'asos la'peh, if you're going to lance the blister, make a hole in this blister, so that you could make a mouth for it. What does it mean to have a mouth? It means that you want to have a drainage that stays, that is maintained, as we'll see soon. Rashi will say that soon. You want to have a hole in the blister, not just that you get out whatever's there now, but you want it to be able to drain continuously. Dr. Pinto, are there sometimes kinds of wounds that are going to accumulate liquid that you want to have some kind of portal to allow it? Okay, yeah, so the doctors, acquiesce, agree. However, if you do that to set up that portal where the drainage will be able to continually occur, so making that opening will be a malacha d'arais, your chayav. However, if you just want to get rid of the, you just want to pop it and just get rid of whatever's there, whatever mucus or pus is there, then you're going to be putter. Fine. That's the line from the Mishnah. I'm only quoting it because that's the earliest source where this halacha appears. Now we're going to look at this in the Gemara with some Rashis to clarify this halacha. It says the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin Aleph, and Shmuel comes and tells us a halacha that you are all familiar with. Shmuel tells us that any time you learn Hilchos Shabbos and you find the word pater, pater always means pater v'alaser. Amar Shmuel kol pituri de Shabbos pater v'alaser, with that except for three cases. One of them we're not really going to go into, that's going to be in blue. The third one we're not going to go into, that's going to be in blue. At the end of the, later on in the on your page, the one we're going to talk about will be, I'll tell you in a minute. So the first one is if you close the door in a way that you end up, it's catching a deer inside your house, but your intent was really just to close the door without getting into that case. So, the case of catching a... hunting a snake on Shabbos, if you're doing it because you want to protect yourself from getting bitten, it's pater. So when it says pater, it really means pater and mutter lechatchila, because of the danger. What we're going to focus on is this halacha, which is number two. The halacha of hamapis, number two, mapis mursa b'shabbos. So if you're going to pop the pimple, you just use those words because it's easier to remember and to say. Im lasos lepechayev, okay, of course, that's going to be maka b'patish. Im lahotzi menalecha potter, if you just want to get the liquid out of your potter, and we're saying that that word potter means it's actually absolutely mutter. So if you, I don't want to get gory, and I don't want to get personal, but this week I was taking a hot pan out of the oven, and I had a towel, but it was a very thin towel, and the heat went straight through the pan to the towel, and I have a blister, second degree burn. Okay, everyone see this blister? Okay, blister right over there. I don't know if you could all see it. If I on Shabbos if it's bothering me, and I want to take something and pop it, mutter lechatchila, mamish mutter lechatchila. If I would do it, however, in a way that's going to lance it the way a doctor would, in a way that would allow the drainage, I'd be chayiv misa, I'd be chayiv skila.
It doesn't have to be painful, just if you
want. Yeah, only if it's uncomfortable. It has to be tsar. Yeah, it has to be tsar to permit. Yeah. So let's see, what does it mean that, look at Rashi, what I have here in italics, after number two. What does it mean that you're going to make a drainage, you're going to make a mouth, that will qualify as the makab patish? This Rashi is important. Rashi quotes a Tosefta. Tosefta Tani Hachi. This is the first Rashi, the first italicized line after number two. But Tosefta Tani Hachi. The Tosefta teaches as follows. Im likolfa la'asos la'peh. If you're going to peel this blister to make a mouth, kedera sherofen shalachshavos, like the contemporary doctors do, this is talking about, you know, the contemporary 2,000 years ago doctors, to mesakin la pesach, that you're making a doorway, so you're going to be chayev. What are you going to be chayev for? Look at Rashi, please. I already mentioned one thing, but Rashi is going to say two things. Chayev is like Rashi mishambona pesach. If you could make a doorway on a house, that's going to be bona. Well, if you're going to make a doorway on a blister to allow the drainage to go out, the air to come in, that also will be bona. Where do we find? Trivia question, where do we find that bona applies by the human body? A pasuk in Chumash, a pasuk in Breishis. Vayivan es atzela. Hashem built Adam's rib to create Chava.
Braided her hair.
What?
He braided her hair. For the wedding.
Okay, that could be another pshat. I don't think that's pasuk pshat. Vayivan es atzela, atzela, pasuk pshat as a rib. It could also possibly, you know, it might be another level of another dimension of understanding.
Comes from that.
What?
Some girls do. Hasidic girls do. I think isn't that the source? Like there is a man.
Don't know. So you see, there's bona by the body. So if you make a doorway in the body, if you make a doorway on your house, it's a bona. If you make a doorway in the body, how? By opening up a hole in a blister such that you allow. Like a doorway to allow continual drainage. It has to be that it will be able to maintain that drainage. That will be a bona on Shabbos.
So,
yeah, that's why I said before that air will be able to come in. Yes.
That's part of the air should go into the blister?
Yeah, that's what Tosis says. But we're not going to get into Tosis. Yeah, that's a different point. Tosis right here says that. I had Tosis on the page and I took it off because it wasn't okay to what we're talking about. Yeah. So says the continues the Rashi. It's either bona pesach or mishum misakein kli. Wait a second. Your blister is not a kli. Your arm is not a kli. Your hand is not a kli. Wherever else your blister might be, that's not a kli. So why is it tikkun kli? When he missed makom patish. Rashi explains mali l'sakein mana maka mali l'sakein kli. That's a funny mali. There's no difference between a tikkun kli and a tikkun of your body, a maka. Okay, we're going to leave that for now. So Rashi explains, im lohotzi lech, if your goal is only to remove the liquid, shel achshav, you see he's saying shel achshav, you don't care what's going to happen afterwards, ein achoshishim tachzav tistom yad, you don't care if the skin closes up, the flap closes on itself and doesn't allow any continual drainage, you just want to get rid of the liquid now, that's mutter. Putter, I'm sorry. Putter, and Rashi adds, umutter. The ain kan tikkun. It's not considered tikkun because you just want to get rid of it because you're not making a doorway, you're not making a fixing because it's so temporary. Asher b'yasad Rabbanon? Well, yeah, it should be. However, Rabbanon nami lo gazer b'shvus mishum tzaira. So the way this halacha, now we always know that whenever you have an issa d'oraisa, if you knock it down, it always becomes an issa d'rabbanon. Here we're knocking it down and saying that it's mutar l'chatchila. Why? If you do it to make a Pesach, that it will be continually able to drain, that will be an issa d'oraisa. If you do it in a way that it will not be permanent, not be long-term, why not be able to continually drain whatever pus accumulates, then it will be mutar l'chatchila. That really means it's going to be issa d'rabbanon, but b'mokum tzar lo gozer b'rabbanon. And that's what's going to make it mutar. So it's not really mutar l'chatchila. It's really asr, but it becomes mutar l'chatchila because of the tzar. B'mokum tzar lo gozer b'rabbanon. Fine. Now, hello, Rabbi Weiss, good to see you.
Is one still discouraged from doing
it? No, mutar means mutar. Mutar means mutar. If it bothers you, if it doesn't bother you, then you don't have the het, then it's asr d'rabbanon. But if something's asr d'rabbanon, so b'mokum tzar lo gozer b'rabbanon. You know what you're asking me? You're asking me if you have a person, God forbid, has a migraine on Shabbos, if they want to be really frum, should they not take an Advil? I don't think you're frummer. But makom tzar lo gozer b'rabbanon.
Here it's the ma'isa of chil Shabbos that happens not to be also because it's not lahachmas. It's only lahaitzis. It's half from halacha.
Right, but therefore it's also d'rabbanon. And b'makom choli b'makom tzar lo gozer. I don't know if you'd be frummer if you didn't want to do it. Okay, we're going to talk about it. We'll build up to that. Now, what I want to talk about, and this is going to be the question that's really going to carry us for the rest of the evening, is a question I'm going to ask in two different ways, maybe. What we did here is... If I do it a certain way, if I do it in a way that's going to, the 9:15 miles downstairs, if I do it in a way that will, really open up a Pesach, that will be a drain, that will allow drainage, that's going to be an issa d'oraisa, right? Hold on. Yeah. Right. Let me rephrase that. Thank you. Let's look at this at the Gemara in Shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Edius, the second line. Hamapis Marusa b'Shabbos. If your intent is im lasas lo peh chayiv. If you want to make a mouth, you want it to drain, you're chayiv. If your intent is only to remove the liquid, you're potter. What changed? What changed is what do you want to do? Is your goal to let it drain? Then it's your chayiv d'oraisa. That's a melacha d'oraisa. If your goal is only to just get rid of this liquid because you just don't want it here, then it's mutar l'chatchila. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is the following. When you have a melacha, if you think one thing, and if you think another thing, then it's automatically, here we're saying it's going to be mutar. Now, the question I'm going to ask, this is an important question. Isn't this a case of I intend to open the refrigerator and the light goes on? I intend to do something mutter and something usher ends up happening, right? There is a Pesach here. I only need it to get rid of the, I only popped it to get rid of the liquid. But what ended up happening? I now have a Pesach. So why are you telling me that's mutter? That should be a psik resha, which is asu d'oraisa.
Will it always make an opening?
But we said that Petach was.
I made an opening.
For one sure, but it's not a Pesach. It seems like Petach for future. It's just like more like the doctor does. That's not a Pesach.
We'll talk. We'll say what you're saying a little bit later. What?
The opening is not nichol.
Yes, it is.
Why not?
You're very happy that it drains.
What's the drain?
Yeah, you are.
An opening. When you pop it, the opening closes afterward if you don't do something to it.
That's what I said. It's not opening.
You're not
just
making an opening.
So you're saying something that maybe we'll say later. But that's what you're saying is not really what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says like this.
Does it make it differently?
That, the same thing. You could make it in a way that will actually stay open.
Okay.
Okay, so the simple reading, doctors. the simple reading is, again, Mapis Mursa. It sounds like you did X. And now we're going to determine, is it good or is it, was that muta, is it muta to do this or X or not muta to do X? Im lasos lepechayev, if your intent is to make it drain, then you chayev. If your intent is to make it, just to drain, to get rid of the liquid right now, but you don't care about it continuing to drain, then it's pater, meaning mutter entirely. So if you're doing the same thing, why shouldn't you have the problem of a psik resha? Let me tell it to you in a different way. Let me ask you the question in a different way. We have a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, right? Malacha she'en tzricha legufa is, I'll give you an example, a good example of malacha she'en tzricha legufa that happens to relate to the body. If I cause somebody to bleed, my goal is not to get the blood. I don't want the blood. I just cause somebody to bleed. I want to beat him up. It happens to be that's not a good example for a different reason.
He wants to see him bleeding on the floor. That's the difference.
Okay, let me. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's say I administer a shot that always bleeds.
I just want to take a tetro.
No. I don't want to talk about psychoresia. I give somebody a shot in a way, a type of shot, in a way, in a place that always bleeds. Okay, maybe it's an intravenous shot or something like that. So I don't really care. I don't really want the blood, but it's always going to bleed. That's one case. Another case is when a diabetic pricks themselves. Why do they prick themselves? So they could take a little bit of their blood, and they want the blood, and they could test the blood to see their sugar levels, their blood sugar levels, right? So if the diabetic pricks his finger to get the blood because he wants the blood, that's malacha shetzrich legufa, and that would be chayev, deraisa. If you're just giving a shot and blood happens to come out, that's not, you don't need that blood, so it's not going to be asa deraisa. I'm oversimplifying things, but that's just as far as malacha shetzrich legufa. Let's think of what we have here. When you're popping a pimple or lancing a blister, you want to get the, let me give you one more case. Let's say there is a bear who's attacking you, and you kill the bear, or you catch the bear. Why are you catching the bear? Because you want a bear skin rug? Because you want a bear skin hat? Because you want to get rid of the bear so it doesn't hurt you. So you don't need the bear. You don't need the bear. So that would be a malacha. You're catching the bear or killing the bear, not because you need the bear. You're not looking for the bear meat or the bear skin. You're looking to just get rid of it. So that's malacha she'en tzricha legufa, and it's pater. If you would, on the other hand, hunt something or kill something because you want the meat, that would be a malacha shetzrich leguf, and you'd be chayav daraisa. Fine. If you're just killing something because you shoot a lion because it's about to attack you, you're not chayav for netilas neshama on a daraisa level. It's malacha shetzrich leguf. Now, with that in mind, let's think of this blister. There's pus in the blister. What do you want to do? Get the pus out, right? Are you trying to, like, gather the pus?
What?
Are you trying to collect the pus? You don't want it, unless you're doing some kind of biopsy. Culture. Well, yeah, normally you want to get rid of it. So if that's what you're doing, the malacha that you're doing is to pop the blister to get rid of the pus, that should be malacha shein tzrich legufa.
But we're dealing with two different issues. We're dealing with one issue is removing the pus, a separate and independent issue from that is creating pesach.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I think the issue is pesach.
Getting the stuff out is really a separate, independent issue. That's really...
I hear you, Har. I'm not sure. Tosis does talk. Say what I said. I'm not sure why. I hear your point. Okay, we'll build up to it. We'll build up to this. Let's learn a Rambam together, please. And this is the Rambam that those of you who are here for Mincha, I spoke about this Rambam. But we're going to learn this Rambam together, and all of the work that we're going to do tonight is going to be an understanding of the words of this Rambam. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah B'Torah. Thank you. Mr. Klinkowitz. Rabbi Menachem Shabbos, Perek Yod Halacha Yod Zayin. Hamapis Shchin B'Shabbos, Kedei L'Harche P'yamaka. If you pop the blister on Shabbos to open up the blister, Kederach Sharof and Osin, the way doctors do it. Sheamus Kavnim B'Rufu L'Harche P'yamaka, because they have their medical reason or their medical therapeutic goal of treating this blister by opening the mouth of this wound to drain it. Notice Rashi told us that when you pop this blister, it could be one of two things, right? Bona or makka b'patish. The Rambam omits bona. He specifies only makka b'patish. And then he has shezuhi meleches harofei. That's the first half. Ve'im, second line, third line actually. Vim hi pisa letzor lahotzi mimena leicha shabba, if all you're popping it is just to remove the liquid, hariz a mutter, that's mutter entirely. So he's paskening the halacha that we've learned until now, but he's couching it with these extra terms that we're going to have to dig into. Look at what I underlined. He's saying that if you do it in the way the doctors do it, kedesh arofimos, and he says it twice actually, kedesh doctors do it, that's makapadish. Why? Shizui meleches harofe, because that's the doctoring way to do things. It sounds like when you do things that are doctorish, that's going to be a malacha of makapadish. If you do it in a doctor type of goal, if your goal is to do the way a doctor does it, that's going to be a malacha.
You know, for Shabbos, we run into a lot of things where if you do it as an umnon, it's chayav, but if you do it as a...
So usually that's a halach in Hilchas Chalamoy, not in Hilchas Shabbos, typically. That was my... those of you who were here last night and heard my argument with Rabbi Flaum, that's what we're talking about. The idea of Uman as opposed to a Hedyot is a halach that plays into Hilchas Chalamoy, not Hilchas Shabbos. Typically, most cases. Okay. So by the way, the Ravid of course points out why you're only saying it's makav patish. It could also be bona. Okay, so leave that aside. Now, a number of you, who was here, Menachem Ha'erev? Okay, so a bunch of you weren't here, so I'll say this very interesting point. The Mishnah Brura Hamivur, which is a new version of the Mishnah Brura, has these notes, these footnotes on the bottom, and they have some very beautiful stuff there. And they ask it just a side question, which is not really going to be the topic of this shiur tonight, but let's take a step back. What's makka b'patish? Makka b'patish is the final blow, which is one of two things. If I'm a metal worker, a tinsmith or something like that, and I want to get a nice smooth ball. I bang, 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 bang. When I get that last bang that makes the smooth ball, that's makka b'patish, the last finishing blow. The other pshat Rashi says in Maseches Shabbos is I have a gigantic piece of stone in the quarry, and I chisel from both sides to, and it now is just attached to the wall, to the quarry wall by a little bit of stone. You give that last hammer blow, and it falls off. That's makka b'patish. Two different pshat of what makka b'patish is. Whether it was to hew the stones from a quarry, or was that the reason why they did it in the Mishkan? Or what they did in the Mishkan was the first thing that I mentioned too, when they made the Kalim, the last hammer blow in the metal working.
What quarry was there in the Mishkan?
What stones were in the Mishkan? You tell me. What stones were in the Mishkan?
The
yeah, maybe. Yeah, the 12 stones. And the Avnei HaShoham.
Avnei was it quarry or they found pieces?
Well, however it is, they had to cut it off from somewhere. They have to fit it into, yeah. I think Rashi says these two pshatim. Okay, so if that's makka b'patish, so makka b'patish is the final blow. So why, if you go to the doctor and he pokes a hole in your blister and drains it, that's not the finishing blow. That's the finishing blow of what? It wasn't like a long process and you did the last thing. On the other hand, you didn't perfect the personal, so now you're perfect. You don't have to misakin your mitzvahs anymore. You just have to pop your blisters. What?
Completed the act what you need to do.
That's all you happen to need right now. If I'm hungry, all I need to do is bishul. If I need to write something down, all I have to do is write. If I have a blister, all I need to do is pop my blister. That's not makka b'patish.
No, the question is, if you do the thing, why are you not also chayav makka b'patish if you do that as well?
Okay, but clearly we know that you're not.
Yeah, this is what to complete this action, I go like this, and it's
a right, and I could complete any other action, and I could set the table. No one's going to say when I set the table for Shabbos, I put the last fork down. That was Makabapat. I mean, if anything, that should be Makabash. Here, I'm not completing anything. There is only, it's a one-step process. If there's a 10-step process, you do number 10, and you form something, and you created something thereby, Makar Patash.
If a person has an abscess, put a needle in, a person can himself put a needle in, and the pus comes out.
Right.
Sometimes that cures it, sometimes it doesn't. But when a doctor is doing this, and I remember I had a peritonsillar abscess, and I saw that, put a needle in, didn't work, had to come back 2 days later. What?
Dig in a little.
No, he took the scalpel and he put it in, and then he started turning it around, and I really felt it, and made a hole, and that cured him.
Uh-huh.
So that is the maka. He did the maka vapata. Painful, but it
worked. Okay, so you're raising a different point, which I don't want to talk about because that we're going to come back at the very end.
Yeah,
we're going to.
But I think that's the whole issue.
So I'm going to avoid what you're saying now, for my convenience, if you don't mind. You'll see why. My question is, why is popping blister makar v'patash? You want to say refuah, you want to say all kinds of things. It's almost chabura, it's maybe taking, disconnecting something from a body, it's like taking off hair or nails, it just goes a's. But why makar v'patash? You're not, what?
It's better insurance because you know the pus will keep coming out.
Yes, it will, but why is that you're fixing the body? Why is that makar v'patash? Just makar v'patash isn't the final blow.
You're making a passageway.
Right. No, I understand what you're making, but why should that be of all things? Why should that be makar v'patash? So bona I hear. You're making a door, got it. But makar v'patash is the final hammer blow. This is not a final...
Put the needle in, that is...
It's the only blow.
Yeah, that's
it's not the final hammer blow.
Finish it so that it's going to be curative. That's the makar v'patash.
I don't think that's...
Not necessarily always twisted.
No, whatever it takes.
Right. If you take an aspirin, if a person has a headache and there's something deficient and you take the aspirin, is that makar v'patash? You fix the
with aspirin, you make anything. Here, you're making a structure in the abscess. You're doing something.
But why is it makar? I agree you're doing something.
It's because it's not just putting a needle in.
So I'm not putting a band in.
So I think what Dr. Bashevkin is trying to say is that that's what Dr. Bashevkin is trying to say, something like that, that there's a secondary action that makes it the way a doctor does it. That's not the simple way of understanding. So let me try to say the question better.
The Tosfos says earlier you're peeling something back.
Let me try to say my question better. What did you now make usable that you didn't have before? You made the person a usable person? That's a bona. I don't want to say that's bona. Pesach, the word Pesach is, I think Rashi used the word Pesach only for bona, right? Rashi said, Chayim shum bona Pesach or metakin kli, which is makar v'patash. What are you finishing? That's my question. What are you finishing? Meaning, the fact that, even if you say, like that the B'Shev can say, that there's a two-step process. First you stick it in, then you twist it and do it in a good, you know, give it a twist or whatever, a twist on a wave. That doesn't mean that it's... So what did you finish now? You finished a human being?
No.
What did you produce?
You produced a structure in the abscess.
So that sounds like bona. That sounds like bona. That sounds like bona Pesach. That's the other pshat of Rashi.
Well, putting the needle in could be possibly bona because...
No, the concept is when you make it in a permanent way, that's the bona Pesach.
Yeah, when you put the needle in, the pus could come out
No, but Budapest is only when it's a structure, like you said, a structure in the abscess that will allow drainage. That's Budapest. But the other pshat is that you're finishing something. It sounds like you're finishing the human being. You're focusing myopically on the wound itself, that you're fixing that opening.
Because
the
human being is injured, he's not complete.
He was asking that if you take an Advil for a headache, is that going to be makabapadish because you're perfecting the person?
No.
Of course not. So why is this?
The answer is what
you're talking about. So look in this, what I have quoted here in this cut and paste piece from Mishnah Brura Oz V'Hadar. He quotes in the Look in the third and the fourth line. Kasa beziv Mishnah. It's a parish on the Rambam. Shelachain kasa haramah tamachiyav shezuhi melechas harofe. You remember the Rambam mentioned this thing about doctors twice, actually. Why? She'af she'adayin lo nisrapa hamakal gamre. Even though when you do this drainage right now, you didn't heal it. You didn't heal the wound. You just got the process starting. When you break your arm and go to the orthopedist and he sets your arm, did he heal you?
No.
He set you up so that nature, HaKadosh Baruch, whatever you want to say, could heal you with time. You know, over the next 3 weeks that you're going to wear this cast, you'll be healed. But he's done.
He heals you.
From his perspective, he's not doing anything else. So you, as a sick person, as an injured person, as a blistered person, you're not healed. But from the doctor's perspective, he did anything that he has to do. He's done. He's going to walk away. He's never going to come back. So the makopathish is not called on the result. I'm sorry, it's not called on the result, but it's called a makopathish based on the doer, the one who's doing the action. Right, that's what you mean.
If I thought to prescribe you antibiotics,
I don't want to get into that because that's a separate, you know, that's a separate kind of thing to prevent the fact. That's not this. That's not this. So now let's look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is going to read in a very cool way. Go back two lines. If you do it in a way that will allow the opening to stay, that the drain will be there. Kederach sharof and osim shemus kavod, etc. Zuim lech sarofe. That's makkah bepatish because you know you did the doctor. The doctor did his job and he's done. That's why it's makkah bepatish. Not because you finished something. Not because you created something. But the doctor finished his job. Interesting. Okay. The another pshat which I like actually a little bit more. I think it's a better answer. Is Evan Ha'ezel. Evan Ha'ezel was Rissa Zalman Meltzer, and he says a different answer. He says, also based on the language of the Rambam that we're looking at, the fact that the Rambam says, Zelhu Melechas Harofei, he says that you thought Makkah B'Patish, I set up for you that Makkah B'Patish is the final hammer blow? That's not a good definition. You know what? If I'm a professional sculptor, I'm a professional tinsmith, I'm a professional metal worker, any act that I do in my profession is going to be considered Makkah B'Patish, even if it's the first act. Let's say I have a glob of stone, a glob of tin, and I want to make a bowl, and I take my first bang. If that's a professional, if I did that with professional finesse, that would be considered Makkah B'Patish. That's what he said. It's a chiddush. That's even in the beginning, it would be Makkah B'Patish. It doesn't have the final blow if it's a Melechas Ha'uman. Now, you could look at, let's see what he says in the second paragraph. Of Evan Ha'ezel, Yishev Kushis Hamet Ramach, that's the question that we asked about why is this called Makkah B'Patish if you're not finishing anything. Based on what the... Elakol HaKa B'Patish, third line, any banging of the patish, any, you know, banging of the hammer, Af B'Tchilas HaMelacha will be Chayim Shem Makkah B'Patish. Why? V'Pnei Shezu Meleches Uman. Skip the parentheses. V'Lachein, L'Gabi Mapis Shchin, Kosef Haram, that's why the Rambam had to say this extra five or four words. Shezu hi melechas harofei. He didn't say that this is makabadish because you finished anything. You didn't finish anything. You had a sick person, you had a person with a blister, and now you're treating him, but you didn't make something finished. And nevertheless, shekechu melechas harofe, harehu melechas uman, and the activity of a melechas uman is chayim, shumaka patish. Ubidvarav, according to this Evan Hazel, this Rav Yisrael Zalman, yesh chiddush, it's a gigantic chiddush. Shebechol melechas shal harofe, she melechas uman shalo, yesh isur b'shabes, b'shumaka patish. Anything that a doctor will do, any procedure, according to this, any procedure that a doctor will do, even if he's not doing anything malacha dik, but he's doing a specific medical procedure, and he's a professional, and he's a doctor, and he has his license, MD license, because that taught him how to do this procedure, that should be nisur makir patish, according to this very mechudish dikka. Even if the doctor didn't really do anything meaningful. Let's say a kid stuck something in his ear. Mother tries to take it out, father tries to take it out, you know, grandmother tries to take it out, no luck. Let's go to the doctor, let's go to the ER. The doctor knows how exactly to remove something from a kid's ear. Is there a malacha involved in that? No. No. There's no malacha holding a tweezers, or I don't know how you do it. You take some tool, you apply pressure, you suction, I don't know what you do. It doesn't have to be a malacha that's involved. But yet, according to this, the fact that you're doing a medical procedure that's a malachas uman, that's going to be called a makav patish because you did a malachas uman. Even though there was no malacha that you really did, it will still be makav patish because it's a malachas uman. Okay, so these were two very fascinating points. Maybe I spent more time on them than I should have because they weren't really our points about why this procedure is considered a makav patish. But either way, the point that we really have to focus on is the fact that what you seem to have, the way we're understanding at this point, is you have an act of popping a pimple. If your intent is to let it drain, it's a malacha d'oraisa yechayev. If your intent is you just want to get rid of it for right now, it's mutar lechatchila. Now, this is going to be the punchline. Let's look at the Magen Mishnah on the bottom of page 2. There's a famous machlokas regarding malacha shein etzricha legufa. We paskin, if you do a malacha shein etzricha legufa, right? You kill a bear because he's attacking you. You catch a bear because he's attacking you. So we hold that that's not chayav. That's not an issur d'oraisa because you just wanted to get rid of it, right? That's a malacha shein etzricha legufa. Or let's say you will kill a bee. A bee's coming buzzing right near you, and you're very nervous about getting a bee bite. You swat it on Shabbos. So that's not an issur d'oraisa. You killed it. It's not an issur d'oraisa because it's just you just want to get rid of it. If you swat it so you could take the bee and bring it to your lab and use it as a specimen or to show your students, then you need you're doing it to get the bee itself. That's tzricha legufa. Fine.
Or capture the bee for honey or something.
Yeah. If, however, how do we pass? We hold malach shein tzricha legufa is only issur d'rabbanan. There's a famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the malacha shein etzricha legufa is chayav. Guess how the Rambam paskins? The Rambam is well known to paskin that malacha shein etzricha legufa is chayav. Malacha shein etzricha legufa is chayav. Chayav d'oraisa. Yes, that's what the Rambam holds. Even though you don't need, you just give a shot and blood comes out, if it always will come out. Even though you don't need that blood like a diabetic needs the blood, that'll be chayv according to the Rambam. That's the Rambam's opinion. We don't really pass on that. That's the Rambam's opinion. So if that's the case, if the Rambam paskins that malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayv, so when you pop the pimple just to get the liquid out, you didn't do pop the pimple because you wanted to build anything. You just did it to get the pus out. Shouldn't that be a malacha shein etzricha legufa? And shouldn't the Rambam hold that you're chayav?
No.
Let's look at this Magen Mishnah on the bottom of page 2. Says the Magen Mishnah, V'achash Rabbeinu Pasak, prepare Kareishan, the Rambam Pahaskins, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, malacha shein etzricha legufa, shechayav ala, lama lachia be'elu. Why are you not chayav in these cases? He's also talking about, you know, hunting the... We talked about getting rid of the nachash or catching the closing the door, but you're not really interested in catching the deer. And this was the third one. The Magen Mishnah says, I'll tell you what's unique about Mappis Mursa. Top of page 3. Kishahu lahotzi mimena lecha. Top of page 3, he's describing why is it that when you're just trying to get rid of the liquid, just getting rid of the pus, that's not going to be chayiv. It's going to be mutter entirely. He says, kishahu lahotzi mimena lecha, ena gmar melacha, ve'ef sher lovu ba chiyuv maka bepatish shehu gmar melacha v'shum panim. I'm going to explain what those words mean from a different, going on a tangent. Let's talk about a totally different case right now. How do you make, I'm not a bucky on making metal, but Shalom, what's the difference between stainless steel and regular steel? Oh, it's a different metzia stuff. Okay, so forget that. I get it. Okay, fine, forget that for a minute. There's something called forging metal, forging steel, right? To strengthen it. How do you forge metal? What's forging? That process that makes it a harder metal. You heat it?
Quench.
It's called quenching? So that quenching is when you do what?
When you take the hot metal and you put it into oil, seconds in order to
cool it immediately.
It changes the metal structure.
So somehow when it's very hot and you cool it off immediately, that something hardens it. Great. Okay. So that would be a finishing touch. If you have a pot, a regular pot, like you cook it, somebody just made me, so you're a metal worker, you make a pot, and it's still the metal is still soft. So how are you going to strengthen it? You heat up the pot till the metal is, I don't know if it's glowing or it's very hot, and then you'll drop it in cold water. You'll quench it. Thank you. I never heard that word in this context. You'll quench it. You'll put it in the cold water or cold whatever, and that will make it strong metal. Let me present to you the following scenario. I have very cold water in my house. I have a pot. That's a hot pot. I take it off the flame. Now I have a lot of cold water, and I want to, my baby is all dirty, made all over. I want to put the baby, wash the baby off a little bit. But if I put the baby in cold water in the winter without heat, the baby will freeze. So what do I want to do? I want to warm up the water. I have a great idea. You know what I could do? I could pour the water into this
heated pot.
Not on the flame. And there's a lot of water here, so the water is not going to become boiling in any which way. I'm pouring loads of water. It's not going to boil up. So I pour in the water. Guess what happens? What was my intent? To take cold water and make it lukewarm water, tepid water, make it not so cold. What's going to end up happening when I put that cold water onto this hot pot?
You're strengthening the metal a little bit.
You're putting it all together. I understand what you mean, that the first drop, but we don't look at it like that. What's going to end up happening is that you're going to improve the metal. You're going to be forging the metal.
But that metal is completed. It's a pot.
The forging is a makav, going to be a makav bepatish. The forging is a makav bepatish. It's different. Yeah. So listen to the halacha, listen to the Rambam. The Rambam tells me, in that case, look on page 3, a third down on page 3, the Rambam says, Ava, second line of the Rambam, in Shabbos, Yud Beis Beis. Aval hamechabek echel shematechis, if you extinguish a glowing piece of metal, your putter, that's not important, why? Vim niskaving letzareif. But if your intent is to forge, litzarif means to forge the metal, to harden the metal, you're chayev. Why? Because that's how you strengthen metal. Fine. So if you forge the metal, it's chayev. Now, the question that I have is, one second. The Rambam is saying, if you would put water in it to cool off the metal, that's okay. If your kavana is to harden the metal, then you're chayev. So wait a second. What's changing? Your thought. Your intent. Your intent. Your intent. Since it's not your intent, that becomes, that's not called forging. Even though what's going to end up happening, it's going to become forged. It's going to be forged. If you have a hot metal, you've put in cold water in it.
If it doesn't, it's integration, then that's a problem in itself.
That's the Magen Mishnah's question. Ask the Magen Mishnah, look at the Magen Mishnah they have right below this other Magen Mishnah, and we're going to put these two Magen Mishnahs together in a minute. Look what I underlined. Kishahu miskaver, we're not going to call this a psik reisha. Why? Kishahu miskaven hu osa malacha. When you have kavana, that does a malacha. Kishainu miskaven, ein ba malacha klal, shareina rotza lasos mena kli. If you have kavana, that's making the kli. If you don't have kavana, it's not making the kli. What does that mean? Let me share with you what a thought. And you'll see that this thought will explain both Magen Mishnahs, both Rambams, and this will explain the whole sugya that we're talking about tonight. Maka bepatish is a very unique malacha. It's a malacha that's different than every other malacha in the 39 malachas. You know why? Because each one of the malachas, the malacha describes what you're going to do. Zorea means take a seed and put it in the ground, or take water and pour it on a plant. Chorish means make a hole. Shnei batei nirin means do shnei batei nirin. Kosher means tie. Tofer, oreg means weave. Mechaba means extinguish. What is makab patish? Could you tell me what action is specified by the malach of makab patish?
Every.
Anything you happen to be working on, whatever you happen to be working on, the last step will be makab patish. It's not prescribed by anything. So what makes it makab patish? The fact that you intend that this is the last blow of your what you're creating. We just hit it on its head, no pun intended. Maka bepatish is unique from all the malachas in that there's no mice that you could say, that's a mice of maka bepatish. If you see a guy, if you're a peeping Tom, you're looking into a guy's window, and you see him doing a certain act, you could say he's touching, he's moving muktzah. You could say he's cooking on Shabbos. You could say he's tying knots on Shabbos. You could say he's doing borer. But if you see him doing an act and you have no idea what the context of what he's doing is, you can never say he's doing makab patish. Why? Because there is no act that's makab patish. Makab patish is not a specific action that you do. It's whatever happens to be that you were doing the last stage. For example, I think the Gemara mentions this case. Let's say you have you stretch out a piece of leather over a frame. Well, if you intended to make a drum, you're done, right? You have a piece of leather, a piece of skin or hide over the frame, and now it's going to be a you spread it out. If on the other hand you wanted it to be a chair, and you got the you had a frame and you put this, so now it's a. Not a chair, because you don't do the backside yet. So it depends on this action, depending on what your kavana is. Your kavana to make if your intent was to make a drum, then that action, spreading out the leather over the frame, was the final action, and that was makab patish. If your intent was making a chair and you only did it halfway, so you didn't do makab patish. So what determines makab patish is one thing and one thing only. That's your kavana. Kavana determines what makab patish will be or will not be. Now, if that's the case, if my kavana, let's go back and talk about first this case of forging, and then we'll come back to Mapis Mursa and wrap things up. When it came to the case of forging, we asked, how come it seems that it's not us at the rice, it's only us at the rice if you want to forge, but if you just want to have my baby, giving him in the bath, and I don't want the water to be too cold, I pour the water, a whole bunch of water, into this hot metal pot so that the water will warm up a little bit. It's either mutter or it's asa d'rabbanan at worst. Why isn't it makab patish? Aren't you forging it? Shouldn't it be a psik reisha that you're forging? The answer is, what's the problem? Makab patish? Well, if it's not your intent to forge the metal, there is no makab patish. Now let's come back to Mapis Mursa. By Mapis Mursa, let's again put Rashi aside. We're not going to talk about Bona. We're going to talk about the Ram, who says that Makab Patish is, I'm sorry, that Mapis Mursa, that popping the pimple, is Makab Patish. Well, what's your intent? If your intent is to do something, just, I don't want the pus here, get rid of the pus for now, then you didn't do something that had any kiyum. If, however, your intent was to make something permanent, then it's your intent that made it makabu patish. So what switches? Not like the Chazan said before. That's a good explanation. You said the Chazan suggested it before, and we'll see that some others, the Mishnah Berurah says like you, Chazan, that the difference between the two cases of Mapis Mursa was to just get rid of the liquid now or to make a Pesach. So you said you're doing two different actions. You're actually doing two different types of, like that the Beshevku was saying, you did it the first time just to drain it, and then you went to a guy and he twisted the scalp in a certain way to do it in a different fashion to let it, you know, stay, that it will drain. So that's one shot. We're saying that no, you do the same exact action to pop a pimple, to lance a blister, whatever you want to say, but if your intent is to just, there's liquid here, I don't want the liquid, that's not makabu patish. If you do the same exact action, but your intent is let there be a permanent drainage portal, then all of a sudden it's the fact that you had that intent turns into makabu patish. But wait, if it's not makabu patish, if it's not intending for you to be permanent, then what is it? It's not makabu patish, it's not a malacha at all. It's not even going to be asur derabanan. Meaning, if something is a fine, if something is a zoreya, I can zoreya deraisa, zoreya derabanan. If I tie a knot, right? It could be tying a knot that's asur deraisa, it could be tying a knot that's only asur derabanan. But if, when it comes to makabu patish, listen to this. If you do makabu patish, the final blow, the final whatever thing you're trying to accomplish, it's asur deraisa. But if it's not going to have that kavana, guess what? It's not makabu patish at all. It's nothing. And therefore it could be mutter. That's what the Magen Mishnah is telling us, the Chiddush, about what makabu patish is, and that's how makabu patish is different from all the other malachas in the Torah. It depends on the state of mind. Because the state of mind determines whether you are finishing something and therefore making a malacha. And that's what's unique. Makabu patish, there's no specific action that the Torah says don't do.
Two people carrying, so they are kirate, so identical that they're carrying the same load. Now they come to a kvish, they cannot cross, and one of them is in a rush, one of them is, oh, thank God I have to stop for a few minutes because of the traffic. So for him, it's hanacha because he enjoys it. The guy who's in a rush...
Okay, that's complicated. That's complicated.
No, it's the same lacha, it's one...
That's complicated. I hear what I'm saying, I just want to get that. That's complicated. Rabosai, what I just said affects every one of you every Shabbos. Every one of you, every single person here. Do you know that as you walk to shul, there are many cameras that are watching you? Do you know that when you walk to shul, we're watching you? I'm watching you on my camera in the office on Shabbos? And as you come in, as you walk on, you paint yourselves on the screen, however you want to say it. You cause whatever electrical stuff to happen with motion detectors and the camera detectors. Let me put something together for you in an incredible way. Let's say down your block, Mr. Gerlitz, there's a light sensor, right? And as you walk by, the sensor goes on and the light pops on. Let's think about something for a second. There are many opinions of what the issue of electricity is. I'm going to pick one. The Chazon Ish says it. The Chazon Ish says that when you create an electric circuit, you know what you're doing? You're violating an issa d'araisa of makabu patish. It's one of the things. The Chazon Ish says a few things. Other, the Chazon Ish says bona, and he says makabu patish. I don't want to talk about bona, I want to talk about makabu patish. Eish, all the posts can fill off that. They don't say that anymore. And there are other reasons. Let's talk about makabu patish. What did we just say about makabu patish? The makabu patish only is violated if you want to do it. If you're walking and you don't even realize that as you walk into shul, as you walk into the bathroom, there are no cameras in the bathroom, but when you take off your talis, the camera knows that you took off your talis and you did a motion sensor, you did whatever, or as you walk down the block and you didn't even care about the fact that the light went on, didn't know the light was going to go on. If that wasn't your intention and there was no intent involved, maybe you can't violate Makom Patish. And if electricity is just Makom Patish, there you didn't violate anything. I'm not saying that that's mutter, but and I'm saying this is one svara to make the whole sugya of electricity a little bit more lenient.
There.
What?
Now they know that it's there, or the first time I turn on light, I'll be fine. But now they know there's sensor there.
That wasn't your intent. When you come into shul, your intent is because you want to break the motion detector, or you want to paint yourself on the thing, or you want to get to chakras because it's already 9:15.
Across the street, there are motion detectors, light detectors on houses and walk on the block.
What?
So I know that this block has, these three houses have.
But why you, who says, I'm not saying halach l'mais, I'm saying this svar, if the issue was only makom patish, and according to the lamdas that we just said, I don't know if we pass him like this lamdas, but according to the lamdas, in fact, Rav Shachter told me we don't pass like this Magid Mishnah. According to this lamdas of the Magid Mishnah, that the only time that you're violating makom patish is if you're intending to do makom patish, and there's no such thing as melach hashem tzricha guf, there's no such thing as psik reisha, you can't also automatically violate makom patish. You have to, because that's not makom patish. Makom patish is, I'm doing the last thing that I wanted to do. Well, if you walk and you aren't trying to turn on that light, and all electricity is makom patish, if that's true, which it isn't, there are a lot of reasons why electricity might be problematic, but if it wasn't your intent, it should be mutter. Then you should not have to cross the other side of the street. I'm not saying that halacha l'maisa. I'm saying that based on our limit.
I don't want the light, I want the milk, and still not allowed to do it.
If you know the light.
If the halacha was only makom patish, if electricity was only makom patish, you would be correct. There would not be psik resha on makom patish. You wouldn't be able to have like a psik resha on a makom patish because that wasn't intended.
But I don't know how this works with the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's makom patish because
So the way he's reading the Rambam, is that there's no change in how the doctor does it differently than any other person. But the fact that the doctor is doing it with an intent for it to drain makes it that there's the intent that it should be a permanent thing, and that will be makom patish. But if somebody does it in a way without intending to do that, they just want to get rid of the stuff, even though they do the same exact action, it will be mutter because that's not makom patish. It's just not makom patish because you're not intending for it to be a tikkun of any sort.
Well, the doctor is makom patish because he finished his job.
That's what I said before. Now we're saying not that he finished his job, that we said that before, but now we're just saying that his kavana is to make something permanent, that's going to be makom patish.
Also, but it's not just the kedara to refer, right? It also has to be
So at this point, based on everything that I'm telling you now, is assuming that there's only one way to pop a pimple. But it's a question of what is in your mind when you pop the pimple. Right. Is in your mind to do the way a doctor has in mind? When a stomach person pops a pimple, it's not because they're not thinking of, let me create a drain. A doctor sees that same pimple, he's going to do the same thing. He'll pop it. What's in his mind? He knows, like you told me, we don't want this to come back again and again and again. So he's going to do the same exact thing, but with a different kavana. With the doctor's kavana that should be permanent, that's going to be makom patish. With the balabas's kavana where he just wants to get rid of this stuff, that's not makom patish. Why? Because he had a different kavana. Oh, isn't it? Shouldn't it be like psikresha or shouldn't it still be aser? No, because when it comes to makom patish, if it's not with the right kavana, there's nothing to talk about. Not psikresha, not melachshin tzricha gufa. It's not going to be aser at all. Okay, I think that's all. I want to finish one last point. Well, just an icing on the cake for those of you who appreciate it, fine, if not, not. We just said that there's no such thing as a melacha she'eino tzricha l'gufa on makom patish. Makom patish, if you're doing it, you're doing it because you want to do it. It can't just happen and end up being the case. So if that's true, the Prima Gadam says the following, Lamdas with this I'm finishing again. It's a very subtle point, it's a very complicated, confusing point. But this is what the Prima Gadam says. Do you remember we had a machlokas at the beginning of the shir? What's the issue with popping a pimple? Rashi said it could either be bone or makom patish. the Rambam says it's only Makkah B'Patish. Says the Prima Gadim. You know why the Rambam says it's only Makkah B'Patish? Because the Rambam holds that Malacha Shenetzrich L'Gufa is Chayav. If Malacha Shenetzrich L'Gufa is Chayav, then how could it be mutter to pop a pimple without Kavana? It will only work in the which Malacha? In the Malacha of Makkah B'Patish. Because only Makkah B'Patish has this need to have Kavana. If you don't have Kavana, it's not going to be, nothing's going to be asur at all. And that's why the Rambam said, only Makkah B'Patish. So if you got that, great. If not, don't worry about it. Yeshkach, Rabbosai. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Mishpachas Greenberg.